Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, I own Learburg with my wife. And I have a good question that came in to our website, learburg.com, to the Ask Cindy portal. And I tell everybody the first time around that you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to send a question to us, and Cindy answers these every single day. But this is a good one about a person that has a puppy, a German Shepherd puppy, 13 weeks old, and the puppy is starting to bark at strange dogs, and the person wants to know if they should get a prong collar for the dog. But let me read what they wrote, and then we'll make some comments on it, because there's some things going on here that are very common, and everybody should know about it. And I bred German Shepherds for 35 years, so I've been around the block a few times, more times than I care to remember at my age. But the person wrote, "Hi Cindy, I have a 13-week-old German Shepherd and she's been great. But the other day our neighbor's dog started barking at her and my puppy freaked out because she couldn't see the other dog. We were walking back into our garage. Then another time the same dog came out of their garage barking at her and my dog barked back, hair standing up. Then she barked at another dog on our walk when they weren't doing anything. I told her to leave it and tried to re-engage her, but it was hard to get her to engage with me and not focus on this other dog. My neighbor has the attitude that their dog is just aggressive and won't tell their dog to even be quiet or stop barking at people and our dog." Nice neighbors, huh? "I don't want this to make my dog become aggressive or reactive. Any advice? I get the managing and the walking away if I see another dog coming at us, but what do I do when we end up randomly seeing these other dogs and they happen to start to walk towards us and my dog starts to bark? Should I put a prong collar or an e-collar on my dog? I'm not sure if she's too young for that type of correction." Well, yeah, she's way, way, way too young for that. I mean, I did a very good course here a couple years ago on dealing with dominant and aggressive dogs. And this is not a dominant and aggressive dogs, but within that course and in how many other talks like this that I've given, I talk about how you don't take a reactive dog, and this is going to be a reactive dog if she doesn't make some changes, and try and correct your way out of it. So Cindy goes on to say, she said, and it's so true, "This is very normal German Shepherd dog behavior that we would often see happening around the 3 to 6 month age period." And it's true, German Shepherds are bred to be personal protection dogs. That means that at a young age, before they're mature, and they really don't mature until they're 16 months to 24 months old, they're just a baby. This puppy is a baby, and it's normal behavior for this breed to show a little bit of suspicion before they start to mature. And your goal, if you have a German Shepherd puppy, or if you have a working bloodline puppy like a Malinois or whatever, that when they are young like this, you don't try and correct that behavior out of it. I use the example that a friend of mine was talking about in a seminar we were at, and he says, "Hey, let's say you have a person that's really afraid of spiders, and do you think when you hold a spider up to that person, that you can give it a correction and it's going to tell that person not to be afraid of spiders anymore? No, that's not going to happen." He even went so far as to say, "Okay, let's say we're going to put this spider in a little jar and we're going to hang it around your neck and we're going to leave it there for a week. And this person's got to walk around. And do you think at the end of the week, that person is going to be any less afraid of spiders? Not in this lifetime, they're not going to be." And the same thing is the way to look at how to deal with puppies like this when you're taking them and trying to raise them up. Your goal in the first, I would say, year of the dog's life, maybe a little less, but usually around a year, is to build your relationship with your dog. Focus on engagement. Focus on becoming your puppy's friend. You can control that puppy by managing it on a leash. You can control the puppy by picking the places that you're going to take your puppy for a walk. Maybe it's going to be a little bit more work for you to put your dog in a car and drive it someplace, like Cindy brings our dogs. We're located in a tech park in our town here. Across the street is Mayo Clinic, and there's long paths, and we very seldom see off-leash dogs in this area because in our town, it's not legal to run around with an off-leash dog, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen where she walks her dogs. She sees somebody coming, she will step off the bike path, and how far she steps off is depending on our dog. But what she will have done is work on engagement drills, and we have videos on how to build engagement in your dog. But she will work on engagement drills, and an engagement drill just means you're stepping off and you have your food pouch with you, and you're training your dog to focus on you. And what is engagement? Engagement is the dog is focused on you and it wants what you have, whether it's high value food rewards, whether it's its favorite toy, whether it's you petting the dog. But we want engagement to become a reflexive reaction for our dog. So you have to train it, and you train it without any other dogs around. But you can take your dog out into a sterile environment, on leash in a sterile environment, and you will work on engagement where you give the dog food rewards, and then you move on. And then you can take and train your dog that when you step off to the path, you step off and you back away and your dog's coming to you and it's giving you engagement and you say all done and you go on. That's the short version of like an hour and a half, 2 hour long talk. But it's the concept on what this person has to focus on. To put a remote collar on this dog, to put a prong collar on this puppy and try and correct this behavior out of the dog, it's a good way to really screw the dog's head up. It's not gonna work. Think of it like this. The puppy's barking because it's insecure. The puppy's barking because it's worried about something. And then you're gonna put a prong collar or a remote collar on that dog and you're gonna give it a correction. And it doesn't know why it's getting the corrections. So not only is it worried about that dog in the neighborhood across the street over there, now it's worried about you doing something to it. And you're gonna make a real head case for that puppy. The thing is too, if you have an older puppy, older than 3 months, even if it's 9 months, 10 months, 12 months, even if you get these older dogs that have been allowed to practice bad behavior, barking at other dogs, it's gonna be harder to change the behavior on that dog and get him to turn around and trust you and to focus on you, which is really what you want. And the key here is that you can't really expect a puppy that hasn't had a lot of experience in engagement to leave something that it's afraid of and refocus on you because it hasn't had the training yet to know that that you're going to put them in a better place. Hasn't had the number of reps yet on working engagement for it to understand that it can leave that problem over there and refocus on you and be okay. You know, as you do this kind of work with a young dog, the older it gets and the more reps you do, you know, let's say it's a couple of hundred reps, 300-400 reps, I don't care how many, but it's lots. After you do lots and lots of reps, your goal is to be walking, you see another dog coming on leash even, and you step off the path 20 feet, 30 feet, and that triggers a reflexive reaction in our dog that turns and focuses on you because it knows good things are going to happen when it stays with you and when it focuses on you. And that needs to become the goal that you have. If you build your relationship with your dog this way, when it gets old enough to start getting serious about training individual behaviors, sit, down, come, that type of thing, it's going to be easy. Because you've already got a good relationship with this dog. And it already knows that training can be a fun thing to do. And that's really what we want. This isn't like it was when I got involved 50, 60 years ago training dogs. So how do you teach them how to train or how to work? You do the old yank and crank method, and you see these dogs, you give them these corrections and get them to focus on you, and their tails tucked between their legs, and the last thing they want to do is go out and train with you because it's not fun. Well, this is 180% the other direction, where we're teaching them that it's fun. And how do you do that? You do it by focusing on your engagement. So if you got questions on this, we'll put some courses at the end of this video so you can go to learburg.com and see the courses we've done to help people learn how to do this.